I'm joined with Tony Elliott, who was the Hereford goalkeeper for the Welsh Cup final win. And now, Tony, you joined Hereford in 88 from Birmingham. What made you decide to come to Edgar Street?
A bit of a long story, but long story short, I was at Birmingham City at the time, and I was a young up-and-coming goalkeeper. I was at that time the England youth goalkeeper, so there was quite a high expectation on me in terms of my future. For one reason or another, it didn't quite work out for me at Birmingham, so I ended up leaving the club, and I was in a sort of bit of a limbo at the time. Went to Leeds United, had a little bit of a trial with them, and went to Derby County, didn't quite happen, and then just suddenly out of the blue, I got a phone call from the then Hereford manager, Ian Bowyer, who expressed an interest. He'd done some due diligence, he'd spoke to one or two other people, and invited me down to Hereford to have a game, ironically against Westfield in a, I think it was a friendly that he hastily arranged to have a look at me. Went down and played the game, and straight after the game he offered me a deal to the end of the season, you know.
Your debut was against Bethesda in a Welsh Cup match. Do you remember much about the game?
I remember it very well. I remember the long journey up to Bethesda, which I didn't really enjoy. I didn't actually know I was playing, because you're probably well aware at that time, Kevin Rhodes, who was the goalkeeper in the first team at the time, was on a long run of appearances. I think he broke a goalkeeping record. So I was expected to travel up as a reserve goalkeeper, and just before the game, Ian named the team, and to my surprise, I was selected to play in this Welsh North Wales Valley team against Bethesda. Basically, it was a park pitch with a river running right next to it. And I'm thinking, well, here we go, this is me. So I ended up playing, I think we won 2-0 or something like that. Didn't really have a lot to do. But, you know, really enjoyed it. And, the rest is history from there. I kept my place, if you remember, and played the following week, my league debut with Cambridge United.
I've been watching YouTube today, the FA Cup match versus Man United in January 1990. Looking back, how proud are you of that FA Cup run?
Obviously, you know, I kind of sort of had a decent run in the side by then. Again, I was only 18 years old, I think. And, we went through the cup run. I remember we just scraped through at Farnborough, I think. We won 1-0 away from home. And, they were looking to do a giant killing act on us, and we managed to scrape through. And I think in the run up to the Man United game, we played Merthyr and Walsall as well. And then lo and behold, you know, for that fourth round draw, we're all in the clubhouse, in the club room upstairs at Edgar Street. And when the draw was made, it was euphoria, you know. So, but a hugely proud moment for a player of my age, you know, at that time, again, just establishing myself in the team, and to come up against one of the top teams in the country with some major stars. I mean, the likes of Mark Hughes, Viv Anderson was in there, Clayton Blackmore, Jim Layton was the goalkeeper, who I recently saw, would you believe, a couple of weeks ago up in Glasgow, and mentioned the United game, and we had some great conversation about it, and how he felt very fortunate that day to get through against us.